Tell Dad that his neck is on the line. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I think it means he's in trouble, and the big meeting is about his punishment. When we arrive at Bugville City Hall, there are lots of other bugs everywhere. I step down from the limo beetle after Mom and Dad. Bull Jr. is last, as usual. I wonder sometimes about Bull Jr. That big old snout of his must slow him down, but it doesn't seem to slow Dad down. I start to wonder about the big meeting as I climb the steps into City Hall. I wonder what Dad did to get punished. It must be something big, I think, because it looks like every bug in Bugville is here at City Hall today. As we walk toward the meeting room in the center of City Hall, Dad talks about his job as mayor of Bugville. Dad says,
I was elected mayor of Bugville because grown-up bugs like Buster Bee's dad and Barry Beetle's mom voted for me. Being mayor of Bugville is a very important job. It means I'm responsible for managing the town's money and making rules. I must decide when to build new roads and buildings. I must decide whether new rules are needed and whether old rules should be changed.
I think about that for a moment and then say, does everyone have to follow your rules? Dad says,
well, yes. But they're not my rules. They are the official rules passed by and for all the bugs of Bugville. These official rules are called laws. Laws help to keep everyone safe. If you break a law, you'll get punished.
Punished? Like when I get grounded? I say, taking a big gulp. Dad doesn't answer right away. When we enter a big hall lined with pictures of past Bugville mayors, Dad says,
getting punished for not cleaning your room is very different from getting punished for breaking the law. If you don't clean your room, you know Mom will probably ground you.
I certainly will, Mom says. Dad continues.
If you cross the street against a red light, you're breaking the law. If you're caught, you'll have to pay a fine as punishment.
I say, well, how does that keep me safe? It doesn't seem fair. Dad says, his voice very serious.
Lass, the law's there to protect you. Why, what if another bug was driving by and he didn't see you crossing the street when you weren't supposed to? If he hit you, you'd have to go to the hospital. If he got hurt too, he'd have to go to the hospital too. All that could be avoided by you.
How? I ask.
Simple,
Dad says.
All you have to do is obey the law and not cross the street against a red light.
In the big meeting room, I see Buster Bee's family, even the new twins, and I'm so excited. I wave and shout, hey, Buster Bee! Hi, Buster!